broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, good evening, everybody. 8:22. Jack, you're running a little late today.
A little late.
Running
late.
Good. Yeah, well, right, we still had another hour's worth of stuff to cover.
Oh, my God. Whenever he starts talking lawn care, we're here all day. We got Hal McCoy, the Hall of Famer, online. How are you today?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you all doing?
Doing good. How's your yard look?
I'm sorry?
How's your grass look, your yard?
Beautiful. Cut today, and it's looking really good.
Got it looking good.
We had before you came on, we had a guy who's around here, does all a lot of the
landscape
and, yep. And he's talking, and he drug on, and it was good. He's really good.
We got about a third of the way through in an hour.
Yeah, that's right. So, Hal, we was talking off the air. Opening day number, how many, sir?
51.
Ain't that something? 51. The good Lord is pretty awesome.
Yes, absolutely. He's been very, very good to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've seen some great opening days, I'm sure.
I certainly have, and seen some bad ones.
Seen a few bad ones?
Didn't need to mention that.
Yeah.
Any of them stand out?
Well, golly, there's so many. I remember Joe Randa hit a game-winning home run in his first game for the Reds. Can't remember the catcher's name now. Reds had a
Diaz.
Catcher, and he also hit.
Bo Diaz.
He also hit out. No, Bo
didn't.
It was somebody that was playing his first game for the Reds, and he hit a walk-off home run. And of course, there was the saddest day of all. It was the day that umpired John McSherry suffered a heart attack and died on opening day. He was a good friend of mine, and it was very, very sad.
That was
very
sad. Yeah, there's just nothing like opening day in Cincinnati. And do you get there for the? Do you get to do all the pomp and circumstance beforehand? Do you go out and check out the parade or anything like that, or you just go straight to Fifth Third?
Yeah, I go straight to the ballpark because there's a lot of work to do. Amazingly, in 51 years of covering the team, I have never seen the parade.
Haven't you really?
Never seen the parade. But you are absolutely right. It's a holiday in Ohio and Indiana and Kentucky. A baseball holiday and Happy New Year.
Yeah, that's right. A year ago, on this very day, we talked about you was not very optimistic. In fact, you had us losing 100.
Close.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, that was 2 years ago.
Yeah, two years.
We did.
And you know what? Yeah. Them young kids last year, and they were pretty optimistic, but we've kind of hit a little, I don't know what you want to say.
Injury bug?
The injury bugs have kind of touched down, but I'm still pretty optimistic.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. I was real excited before spring training began, and then doggone injuries started hitting, and that's left me a little trepidation because Matt McClain underwent shoulder surgery today, and he's going to be out for a long time. And they lost T.J. Friedl with a broken wrist, and Nick Lodolo's not ready, and Brandon Williamson's not ready. And I just hope they're not going to be star-crossed this year and have a whole bunch of injuries to wreck things because they've got a lot of talent there, and it could be a really good year for them.
Yep. You know, David Bell says, and he's going to say, you know, if you're going to go through these, let's go through them early. And I kind of agree with him.
So you don't forget anybody. Yeah, absolutely. Just so long as, they don't keep happening and don't happen around the All-Star break and don't happen late in the season. And just got to stay away from that. I worry about Hunter Green, what a talent he is, and he's had injury problems, and I just hope that they stay away from him because they need that pitching. It's all about pitching, and got to have that pitching.
I seen he's added a couple pitches. Now he's got four pitches. He's been trying to work on a curveball and a splitter.
Yep, absolutely. Go with that 100-mile-an-hour fastball, and should
help be pretty
play
good.
Worse for him and get some down pat.
Yes.
Frankie Montas gets the ball tomorrow. So do you think that's a – I mean, he pitched okay in spring. I would have thought they would have gave Hunter Green the ball, but David Bell says you get it, big guy. What do you think of that?
I was not surprised. I was shocked. I mean, Hunter Green is going to be the number one guy for the Reds for a long time, hopefully. He was the opening day pitcher last year. Probably with Joey Votto being gone, he's going to be the face of the franchise. And they bring Frankie Montas in, and he's pitched 8 games in the last 2 years and only inning in 2/3 last year. And he was not very good in spring training until his last start. He had a good start in his last start. So hopefully that bodes well. And it's only one game, but it's opening day, and it probably means a lot to Hunter Green to pitch on opening day. So I was very, very shocked that they were doing that. He will pitch game 2, and it's just another ball game, but still I would think that Hunter Green would be the opening day pitcher.
Yep. Yeah, I was kind of surprised with that, too. Looking at the Reds lineup, you look at that Ellie De La Cruz, and what a freak of an athlete he is, Hal.
He is unbelievable. I just hope he has learned to stay off those pitches outside the strike zone. That's the only thing that's missing with him. And this spring, that they worked with him at keeping his front foot down instead of taking that big step. They feel if he keeps that foot down, it'll give him more time to see the pitches and make more contact. But holy cow, the guy, the arm he has, the speed he has, that big smile, what an athlete he is. And he could have a great year. And we all know he's going to be a superstar. There's no doubt about that.
Yep.
51 years of covering the opening day at Cincinnati, and when you look at, I think, is Marty throwing out the first pitch? Did I see that?
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah. And do you talk to him much now?
Yeah, I do. As a matter of fact, about 2 weeks ago, I brought him up to Dayton to speak at the Dayton Agonis Club, and of course he wowed him like he always does.
Yeah, I bet too.
Yeah, I sure do. You know, he and I started in 1973. He started in 1974. So our paths have been parallel for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I know that you, along with me and Harold, and we are huge David Bell fans. And I just like the way he, he is 100% a player manager, and I am optimistic. Hal, 84 wins this year.
Ooh, 84, huh?
84, big.
Well, that could happen. And a lot of people think they're going to win the division, and the division is pretty weak. It's one of the weaker divisions. It's up there for grabs, but. The Chicago Cubs are going to be pretty tough, and I think the Cardinals helped themselves by adding 3 starting pitchers, so they're going to be pretty good.
That'll be good, yeah.
I can see it. It's going to be between the Cubs and the Cardinals and the Reds, in my opinion.
Well, I tell you what, my friend, I'm fired up for Reds baseball, as I'm sure you are too. Let's turn our attention a little bit to UD basketball. You know what they had an unbelievable first game of the NCAA tournament. I was never so proud and happy when they come back and won that game.
Great comeback.
And that was unbelievable. I've seen many, many games. I've covered UD basketball for about as long as I've covered the Reds, and that game was the one that you will never, ever forget. They were 17 points down, and my son called me, and he said, this is an embarrassment. They don't belong in the tournament. So the game ends, and he calls me back, and he says, never mind.
I said, we got a group text, and I said, UD looks like a CYO team. and that end of that game was so unbelievable.
Yeah, that was a fun team to cover. One thing I like about UD basketball and Coach Anthony Grant is he brings in quality people. All those kids are just great kids. Every one of them is yes, sir, no, sir, thank you, sir. It's just an unbelievable group. And to see how they played this year and some of the exciting games that they played was just a pleasure.
Well, Hal, we appreciate you taking the time to talk Reds baseball. And we're sitting here with our high school baseball coach, Coach Eink, and the Indians got off to a tough start here tonight against a very good Salina team. And there's a lot of good baseball up this way, my friend.
I know there is, and, you know, I do some work for Press Pros Magazine. That's where I cover UD for Sonny Folks. And I think I'm going to help him cover some high school baseball this spring. I enjoy doing that. Getting back to grassroots baseball where the kids are out there having fun.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you ever get a chance to do a Fort Recovery game, we will come and get you.
We'll take you anywhere you want to go.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll throw out the first pitch, and we'll wine and dine you, and we'll get you home.
I will throw that out to Sonny and see if he'll let me come up there.
Hey, that sounds real good. Hal McCoy, you're a champ, my friend.
Thanks, Hal.
Hey, thank you, guys. I'll talk to you guys anytime.
All right, thank you. That's the Hall of Famer, Hal McCoy. We're going to come right back, Coach Eink, right after this sports talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Wayne IGA has you covered for Lent. Their Fish Fry Fridays are back with their great fish ready to go back in their deli every Friday during Lent. You can get their fish as dinners with two sides or get it by the pound. Either way, you'll have delicious fish without the hassle. And you can call ahead at 375-2865 and they'll have it ready for you when you get there. It's freshly breaded and fried all throughout the day, so stop by and get some of their great fish, available in bulk or dinners with your choice of several sides. Just stop in and grab some back at their deli or call ahead at 375-2865 and they'll have it ready to go when you get there. Wayne IGA Fish Fridays are back during Lent. Get in there and get you some.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Stop by Bridge Street Tavern for some great supper specials during Lent. You can choose from a three-piece fried pollock dinner, a one- or two-piece baked cod fillet dinner, or an eight-piece sautéed jumbo shrimp dinner, and all their dinners come with their salad bar and your choice of potato. And for lunch on Friday, they'll have their two-piece fish dinner. You don't need to stand in line to get some great fish this Lenten season. Just stop into Brick Street Tavern and let their smiling faces bring your meal to you. Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hi, I'm Kenzie Garkey.
I'm Brittany Tevey.
And I'm Callie Wendell.
And we're the Indians girls softball team. And we're challenging the baseball team again this year to see which team can collect the most donations for our local food pantry on Monday, April 1st, when we play Salina.
I'm Sage Wendell.
I'm Riggs Toby.
And I'm Troy Homan. And we're the Indians baseball team. We accept your challenge because we know we can collect a lot more food pantry donations than these girls can.
Last year, we collected a lot more than the boys did, and we got to pie our coaches in the face. And we're going to do it again this year.
We'll be playing Sydney Lehman that day, and we're going to win the competition and pie our coaches in the face this year.
Whichever teams win, the fans who come to the games can win too. For every item you donate, you'll get a ticket or our drawing to win Fort Recovery Merchant gift certificates to be given away that day.
Some of the suggested donations are non-perishable food or household items, such as cleaning supplies or Ziploc bags, and personal care items like shampoo, deodorant, toiletries, etc.
Make sure you bring your donations to the Lefevre Athletic Complex to cheer us on as we play Salina.
And we play Sydney Lehman, and you can help us collect a lot of items for our local food pantry.
Come out and help our baseball and softball teams collect donations for our local food pantry on Monday, April 1st.
We'll see you there.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
And it's baseball night. We just got done talking to the Hall of Famer, Hal McCoy. He's looking forward to tomorrow's opening day. But for us, we had our opening day on Monday. Coach Eink's here. How'd we do?
Not the way we want to start. But we had some good things in that game.
And I thought so,
things
too.
Things to build on, so we'll get there.
Yeah. hitting's probably one thing. They're always it's slow starts. I always feel like it is anyhow.
Yeah,
till you get going. But
that's it. You know, I feel like we say it every year. We're trying to keep getting better at it. You know, Monday we just didn't have a whole lot of good contact. I think Riggs and Caden and I think Reese had pretty solid hits.
Three hard hits.
Other than that, we didn't hit anything real solid.
No.
And your pitch, you know, the kid from Sly, and you talked off air, that he's about as good as we're going to face. You know, there's a lot of good pitchers around this area, but he's one of them.
Yeah, he's definitely one of the better pitchers we're going to face. He was really good. Good fastball. Kept us off balance a little bit. But we made some – I thought our guys made good adjustments trying to lay off that curveball and laying off the outside pitch. So we made some good adjustments. We just need – a little better contact.
Just couldn't square it up very good.
Right.
Yep. How's your looking at your roster and your numbers and did I see where we have freshmen, JV, and a varsity team this year?
No freshmen.
No freshmen. Nope. Okay. All right. I heard we had
we did have it last year.
Yeah, freshmen last year. That's a big group.
That's a good group.
Only two freshmen this year.
That sophomore class. And there's a lot of talent in there.
Good players there.
There's some really good players on that JV team now that was freshman last year.
Yeah. We've got three of those sophomores with the varsity right now, and like you said, there's several on the JV that are going to be really good too.
Yeah, if we needed them, could very well be playing varsity. That was just a really fun group to watch last year.
Yeah.
I got to see a couple of freshman games, and it was fun, man. Those kids want to play.
They're a very competitive group. Yeah, yep, it's a really competitive group, and a lot of kids and good talent there.
Yeah,
I would guess that might be their best sport. That class. They always seem they did good in football, but
right.
I think baseball is kind of their.
Yeah.
Their niche a little bit.
Yeah. Seems like they've always done really good.
They've always done well against anybody. But
yeah.
So how about your players? How many seniors you got this year?
We've got seven seniors this year.
Ooh, so, big crowd.
Yeah, good senior
good
class.
Good senior class. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. No, and that's another good group.
Yeah.
Very athletic good baseball group.
And kind of probably bonded very well together.
Well, they get along really well. They have a good time together, and
we had several of them up here at the end of the basketball season, and they were just they were on each other the whole time. I love it.
You come into the season, coach, with a good nucleus coming back. You got some good arms. Defensively, we should be solid. And like Harold said, you know, it's all about putting a bat on the ball.
Yeah.
So this off season and did. You know, are we living in that? What's your philosophy there as far as what we did during the offseason?
You know, the guys that could come in were, you know, that aren't in
every sport,
everything, that are in. They were in hitting. We did that twice a week. We're in hitting, and they're trying a couple new things, a couple new drills, trying to do more, a little bit less maybe T-work this year and more. Tossing. And picking up the ball a little more visual and see if that can help us out a little bit.
And your staff, same staff?
Coaching staff?
Yeah.
Yes. Ben Homan with the varsity, and then Ben Will and Ethan Shane with the JV team.
Good. So, yeah, good deal. We got up to the, and of course, you know, the first game was Salina. We had to rain out against House, and that kind of sucks because that's a game.
It's a good game to start with.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a nice kind of warm up and see how, you know, everybody gets to see the ball live, feel the ball live, and kind of warm up and get into things. And,
yeah.
You know, that maybe sounds bad, but you have a little more confidence, I think, in that game.
And then Mississinawall is supposed to be this week, and they don't have a team. So there's two games where we get a lot of at-bats. We get a lot of confidence.
Right.
And so now we go from, guess what? Salina,
back-to-back
Crestview,
three
and we're back in the dogs.
Good teams, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that's Salina. That's a tough way to start, and I think they're going to be really good. That Steinbrenner kid is really good. The catcher, the other Steinbrenner's really good.
The catcher had a cannon.
He likes to throw around a little bit.
He did like to throw. but they
He's not afraid.
They didn't make any mistakes. They made some great defensive plays. A couple that probably could have been hits. So.
Oh, my gosh. That one Riggs hit in the hole.
Shortstop.
That shortstop, he backed into that deep in the hole and threw him out.
That was a really good play.
That's a great play.
You're not going to see that very often.
No, not that early anyhow.
No, that's exactly right. I'm like you. You know, I know you're very upbeat. And it's going to be when you lose those games and lose those probably 12 runs and 15 hits. But when you look at the schedule, you know, we got our big... Is it Monday is a big...
Layman.
But that's when we have Is that the kids thing?
Yeah, that's going to be when they do the food...
The food pantry thing.
Food pantry challenge, Yep, and that's going to be a big deal, and Coach Ike's going to get a pie in the face. And
Hopefully not.
you want your team to win that competition.
We might just take one for the hell of it. What the heck? Yeah. So do you stress to the kids that, you know, hey, this is something we just got to keep battling and not to get down on one game and you know, I love going to Crestview. First of all, it is a classy, you know, that guy's been there forever.
He's been there forever.
And it's a good chance for us to knock off a really good team.
Yeah, another good program.
Absolutely.
Be a good test. So,
We've always played well up there. We've always played well up there.
Right, yeah.
At least seems to me like, I don't remember any of the scores, but I go up there and think, we win some, we lose some. I always feel like that was a good day for us.
Right, yeah. I just happened to be looking back, and I think last year got rained out. The year before was 2-1, so they're always good games. That's a good program. They do things the right way. So.
Yeah,
it's a good test for us. And, you know, you want some of those – easier games sometimes as warm-ups, but really, if we want to be really good, we got to.
These are the teams you got to beat. Yeah,
I like that.
And these are the teams you're going to face in May.
Right.
You know, once you get started in a tournament, that's the Crestview team is going to probably be in there. So.
Yeah. I said that second in any of the Salina game. This is a tournament type game. This is what we got to be able to play in. So.
And you know, and it was going to the fifth inning, 1-1.
1-1.
Yep. You know, so we were playing them heads up.
Yep.
And one
play completely changed everything. Everything had gone how it was supposed to, we could have won that game.
Oh, sure.
Sure.
We could have won 3-1, 4-1.
Sure. Yeah.
Very easily.
I think we were, their pitcher pitched really well. And went pretty deep, but we were getting to them, and eventually we're going to get them out of there. And if it's a tie game, maybe we got a chance on the next guy. You never know.
Absolutely. Or catch him when he's still tired.
Sure.
You know, and he's still in there.
Yep. You have a lot of arms. And that is going to come in handy.
That's a big thing.
So Saturday, your starter is?
Undecided.
Okay.
But leaning towards Alex Deuce again.
Okay.
You know, good competition. He's probably our best. He's had his rest, and we've got a little bit of time to play with next week yet too. Yep. So,
how many pitches did he throw?
More than we want. I think 84.
84.
So, I thought it was 80. So.
Yeah, 84. Now he's got a rubber arm too.
He bounces back.
Yes, he does.
Bounce back.
He's a neat kid too.
He really is
a neat bird. So you talk a little bit about your roster this year, Coach.
I'll just go down here.
Yeah.
So receivers, senior, he'll play outfield. He had a really good catch the other night.
He did have a good catch.
Yeah. With the wind blowing and down the line. And
that was a tough
really catch.
I tell you what, that right side was tough.
Yeah.
Because that ball was blowing so far. It went 40 feet to the right.
Yeah.
On every one of them guys. Especially like from where we were at, you could watch the trajectory of it going, whoa, get back here.
Yeah. I'm sure up higher you could see it.
Oh, you could see it. It was unbelievable. Them kids were running as hard as they could to get to it and still couldn't get to them.
Yeah. And there was one that we thought was going to be in the infield and blew right at you guys.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, ended up going foul.
Yeah. But, he'll play outfield and a relief pitcher. He's done a nice job pitching. He'll be a relief pitcher as well. So, and then Reese Wendell, sophomore. We got him leading off. Really good speed.
Good speed, yeah.
Yeah. Playing outfield. And he's been swinging the bat.
Seems to have a pretty good eye.
Yeah. Yeah, he's found a way on.
Yeah,
he's got hit by a pitch. He's taking some walks. So yeah,
I think he's one of those guys that can go in there, and if you need to wear a pitcher out, he can take 10 pitches.
Yeah,
if you need to, that's and he just has a good eye, and I'm thinking he might be one of those guys. Like his uncle Cole, that from 8 or 10 years ago, that or maybe 6 years ago, whatever it was, just doesn't strike out. Cole went a season and struck out like 5 times in a season or something like that. I don't remember what it was, but he was, you know, when you have that eye, you can do that, and that's huge.
Yeah,
because you just don't. If you strike out, you got no chance. You got to put the bat on the ball. Things can happen.
Yeah, and then
so, Coach, do you? And speaking of stuff like that. We always would. I mean, when you get that kid like a Salina kid that pitched, you got a stud pitcher. It is amazing how if you wear him out. I mean, if you can take 4 or 5 pitches per batter,
right?
You know, just to get him there, sooner or later, all of a sudden his stuff's going to slow down a little bit, and you're going to jump on it.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's something we try to do.
You got to try to tell him. And I think the kids did a good job of it, like Neil said. I mean, they took a lot of pitches, hit a lot of fouls, and we got into the count pretty deep on a lot of them. So.
Right.
And but that kid. He probably went 85 pitches too, I would guess.
He was up 90. There. He was up there in the 80s.
I thought so too. Yeah. He was out of gas at the end.
Yeah,
I
mean,
you could
tell we were wearing him out.
He definitely the they got him out at the right time.
Yeah. Yep. Alex Garkey, another sophomore. He'll play all over the infield, depends who's pitching, you know, and he'll move around all over and he'll help pitch too.
Yeah.
I'd say he's probably our number 3 pitcher.
Yeah. And it's great to have a guy like that that can play second, third, short pitch.
Yeah.
He probably could catch if he had to.
Yeah.
You know, just you know, he won't have to. We got enough people in the system that he won't have to. But you know, play anywhere.
Right. Really athletic. Yep. We can probably put him anywhere.
And understands the game. That's huge.
Yep. Sage Wendell, senior. He'll play some second base, you know, if Alex is pitching or whatever. So he'll play some second base, play outfield, and another relief pitcher for
another
us.
Another relief guy?
Yeah. He's looked in
decent
in some bullpens. He's looked really good, actually,
good.
Yeah. Gavin Fowler, first base, another senior.
Like to see him get going.
He'll be a nice addition to the lineup.
I think if he gets a couple hits, like Bobby was saying, you know, if we get that Houston game, and you know that's them is the games that those kind of kids they thrive. They get a couple big hits, and then all of a sudden you got your confidence.
Yeah,
you're ready to play
for sure. Yeah, Riggs Toby, senior catcher, and I mean, he's just been phenomenal.
He's been awesome.
He blocks almost everything, and guys can't steal on him. He's got a great arm. He's just been awesome back there.
He was good when he got recruited as a freshman to be the catcher. Yeah. He was good then.
Yeah.
He's got 4 years under his belt.
Yeah.
He was doing the right things then. He's really sharp now.
Right.
You know, we had there on Monday night, to give him credit, we had 3 innings where we had bases loaded. Yep. Well, you load the bases up. That puts a lot of pressure on that catcher to not let a ball get by him.
Keep that ball in front
of him. I don't want to give up an easy run.
For
sure. And he did a great job. He didn't. He didn't give up any.
Yeah. Yeah, he's done a great job, and coming back from a knee injury, so we, couldn't be happier with having him back there. And then Alex Deuce, senior, play shortstop and pitch. He should be our best pitcher. Had a really good year last year.
He did. He had a fun Acme too.
Yeah,
I got to see some of the games at Acme. He pitched really well.
Yeah. Yep. So hopefully keeps building on that. Troy Homan, senior. He could play everywhere too. We want to keep him in center field, but really he could go anywhere too. And he'll be a relief pitcher. He's been looking pretty good too.
Good.
Rex Leverett, another senior. He'll play outfield and relief pitch. Get a couple innings out of him. You know, get a guy through 5-6 innings and be able to throw Rex in there for an inning. One scrimmage. I think I was LCC. He pitched great 3 innings against LCC. So
good.
Yep. Real happy with that. And then Caden Greasy, a junior, plays third. He'll be our second pitcher. He could go anywhere in the infield too, short, yep. Third.
Yeah, he yep. did well finishing that game out on Monday.
Right, he did everything he needed to do.
Yep,
for sure. We just got to make a play behind him, but yeah, he did everything he needed to do. What else we got? Mason Diller, junior, so he can play outfield. He can step in for Riggs behind the plate. Mm-hmm. Give him a little break. I feel like I'm missing somebody. Caden Homan. He can play third, first.
Yep.
DH the other night. Man, he is hitting the ball hard.
I was going to say.
Like he was seeing it pretty good.
He hit some really hard shots.
Yeah.
Those are going to get in there.
Yeah.
There's going to be some that he's not going to be the fastest guy, but he might get some triples.
Yeah. And another LCC, I think he had a triple that night in the
center. Right?
He smoked one out to the fence, and he got a triple. So
yeah.
Good. Yep. It warms up, and those bats get hot. He'll be hitting difference. Around, I think.
Yep. Yep. You're going to like him.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty solid squad, I think, coming back.
I feel pretty good.
Like you said, like Bobby said, too, you know, we got a lot of arms, and that is key in a high school baseball,
right.
I think.
Right.
And we talked about if we can put three or four runs on the board, we'll win a lot of games.
Right.
I really believe that.
If we can get to four, I feel pretty good if we get to four.
You can get to four, you're going to win a lot of games.
Who are you like in the league this year? Who, you know, I think Sandra's preseason ranked third, and St. John's is a top 10 team, and a lot of good teams in there.
Coldwater is Coldwater.
Right. It's going to be really tough. St. Henry's, I would say, would be the favorite.
Yep.
Yeah. With where they made it last year, and a lot of those guys back and those pitchers back. So I'd say they're the favorite. Coldwater, like you said, Delphus has got the really good pitcher. Minster's got a couple really good pitchers.
And a historically great program where they just they don't like to lose. It doesn't fit them very well.
Yep.
There's a number of those that are in our league, and
Minster sucks.
I'll make sure you can tell Mr. Wiss you said that.
Rob Hemmingar.
Yeah. Rob will come and toss you out of the press box.
By the way, he's going to be on here too.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That'll be really good.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Yep.
They picked the right guy for commissioner.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think so. So, like JV team, is there some, it's early, but is there some kids down there that if somebody gets hurt or sick or something happens, not hitting the ball or something, there's a lot of promise down there, isn't there?
Well, we had a nice win the other night. Right? Did we play Salina?
Yeah. 7-4, I think. Yeah. 7-4, they won. Yeah. We kind of talked about that. Their talent is there. There's guys that are on the fence that we've talked about, you know. Mm-hmm. Should it be this guy moving up? Should it be this guy?
And a lot of it will depend on which person you need to kind of fit them in for.
Right.
But you don't want to bring them up and have them playing two innings when they can be playing seven in the JV, but still, you know.
That's the hard part,
Yeah.
It is. You need them. You want them to get some varsity experience, but then they're missing some playing time probably, too.
More bats they get, the more chances out there in the field.
Yeah.
It's good for them.
So I think, you know, I looked at the roster. We only have 11 guys on the varsity roster, 10 or whatever it is. I'm thinking, what's that about? And then I got thinking, well, let them play down there. If you need them, drag one up. You know, if somebody's, let's say, the catcher's arm isn't feeling good, bring Brody Hart up or somebody, or, you know, just whatever it might be. If somebody isn't feeling good that day, or a funeral or whatever it might be, you can grab somebody, and you know there's somebody that's been playing that knows how to play.
Right. So how about the... This is just amazes me. How about the two classes that just absolutely lost them?
Yeah,
is that something that you kind of look back and you try to look around and see who those kids were? Is there kids out there you think I might be able to get them back to play again? Or
There could be a few.
Yeah,
there could be a few. But
I mean, you got back to back classes of
right.
one and none or two or
two and maybe one. Yeah.
One, yeah.
But yeah, that's gonna be tough.
It is. I mean,
for a couple years there, that's gonna be tough. But the one class is really small. There's not many boys. There's maybe 25 boys or something.
Okay,
so it's a really small class, and there's not. Just not a lot of interest in
athletics. And you get guys tracking and stuff like that. Right. I mean, you know, they're good at that. They probably don't want to go out for baseball. But.
Yeah. Yeah, you hope we can get a few more.
Yeah, hopefully we get some before it's all said and done. And winning will do that.
For sure.
You know, you guys have a great year this year. Come back. You might suck a few of those guys out of the hallways and back on the field again.
Yeah. How's school going?
Good. Flying by.
Ain't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yep. Just started last week.
4th 9 weeks. Amazing.
Jeez.
Once we're in baseball, then it
flies. Oh, my God.
It's going to go fast.
It's the fastest season we got, baseball season.
It is.
I mean, it just seems four games a week, and it just, you know, you're playing every day.
Next thing you know, it's tournament time.
Yep. How's your family? Everybody good?
Good. Everybody's good.
Your boys getting a lot of swings in right now?
We're starting to.
Yeah.
Oldest one is, for sure.
Yeah.
And, the nicer days are starting to get out there, get the wiffle ball out. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't get no better than that, does it?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I didn't get to see him before the – was he at the game Monday?
He was not there.
Okay. I didn't, a lot of times I'll see him out there, and he's shagging balls with the guys.
Yeah. Oh,
and
he likes to be an outfielder.
He never misses a throw,
nope.
And his arm's pretty good.
He's all right.
Yeah. He's good.
He loves to play. I mean.
Plus those kids, the players, they love him too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they treat him great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those older kids are awesome with them.
There ain't nothing better than your kid running around.
It is.
I mean, it's just.
It is. And basketball, you know, you see those little managers running around and stuff. And all you do is watch those managers and then think, and let three years go by, and there they are. They're on the court.
Yep.
They're playing. You know, that's awesome.
Coach Hank, we appreciate you stopping up. You know, if there's ever anything you need, you want to get on, you got any fundraisers or anything, you make sure
actually,
you let
you
us know.
Actually,
you
probably do.
Chicken dinners.
April 20th, the chicken dinners, yeah.
Yep.
I'm not sure who we play that day.
That is...
Lincolnview.
Yeah, Lincolnview, yep. I know it's a good team, yep.
Yep, so April 20th, we'll have chicken dinner.
We don't play a bad team.
I was going to say, are we going to play anybody that's not the greatest team in the state? Yeah.
Well...
Not
bring it on.
Well, you know, everybody, hey, you know, Salina, Crestview, Lincolnview, those are three teams that have been, you know, deep in the tournament.
We got Rushi this year?
Yep, doubleheader again.
Doubleheader?
Perfect.
First Saturday in May.
Five of the top teams. Independent. You got to love it.
Why not?
And we play him a doubleheader again.
Let's go get them.
Yeah.
I love it. Coach, thank you very much for stopping up.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Thank you guys.
Yep. And we got the chicken dinners coming up. Monday is the food pantry. Yep. Everybody bring
food pantry challenge. Bring canned food.
Canned food?
I might bring a turkey.
Well, they
live
they
works.
They, bring they, live they prefer non-perishable.
No, it's going to bring a turkey.
Well,
live.
That'll set nice on the
51
shelf
pounder.
Big old turkey running around.
Oh, a live turkey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's it's
hey,
fresh.
I was going to say something. So we're up in a press box. We have our grass is brown.
Yeah.
You know why? You know why?
No.
You want me to tell you why?
Yeah, because we let turkeys run
because
out.
It is a Kentucky bluegrass, and it's late.
It's a southern grass.
Oh, late summer.
We need to warm up.
Just need warm weather.
Yep.
Yep.
So
that's why.
It'll be blue in a heartbeat.
It'll be beautiful and before you know.
Oh, and for every food item you take, you get to be entered into a drawing for, I think
$10,000.
It's merchants gift certificates. I think there's a couple hundred dollars worth of merchants gift certificates. So you can be in that drawing for that.
We'll take it.
So bring stuff up there.
Coach Hank, good luck, brother. Appreciate you stopping up, my friend.
Thank you. Appreciate
good
it.
Man.
That is Coach Kevin Ike of the Year 4 Recovery Indians. Coach, this is third year, right?
Yep.
Third year.
Jeez, flies.
Flies by.
Huh?
It is flies. By.
Do we have anything set yet for the for redoing the Tom Galdean memorial thing?
Not yet.
We're
working on a date for that. Nothing set yet.
Okay. Let him know.
Yeah.
Yep. I'll know because somebody's going to let Jerry Kalp know, and he'll let me know too. So
yep.
Yeah,
perfect.
But we definitely want to make sure people know about that when that gets rescheduled.
Yep. You got a bracket?
I did.
You got anybody you like?
I just picked UConn.
Yeah. They're the best team. No, I don't know. Yeah. Somebody might beat them, but so far, it's they're the best
somebody
team.
Pretty, yeah. Somebody's going to have to be really good to beat them.
I need Marquette to win, because if Marquette wins, I'm going to have some cash.
All right.
I like it.
I like to bet those crazy ones.
Well, why not?
I went Iowa State.
You got them?
Yeah.
Might is that well. In the...
No, nobody bet them with me. I'm the only one.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, they're pretty good.
They ain't bad.
They ain't bad.
Yeah.
Yep, let's see take a break. That? We're coming. Come right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Appliance and Electronics is the place to find GE appliances, parts, and service, Radio Shack electronics, scrapbooking supplies, and even kitchenette brooms. Shop Strolls at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon. Need an appointment? Call me, Debbie, at Strolls, 260-726-7136.
Fort Recovery Firefighters Association will be serving their annual barbecue chicken dinners on Sunday, April 7th at the Fire Hall. That's right, they'll be serving those great barbecue chicken dinners that we all love. The tickets are only $10 each and are pre-sale only and available from any of the firefighters. And be sure to grab a couple of extra dinners for a quick meal during the week. Get your tickets now, then stop down on Sunday afternoon, April 7th from 4 to 6 p.m. and pick up your chicken dinners. Get your tickets now from any of our firefighters for the Fort Recovery Firefighters Chicken Dinners, Sunday, April 7th from 4 to 6 p.m.
Sports Talk, Bubba and B.
Dr. Harold Feely.
Hello.
McNeil behind the boards. How you doing, Spencey?
Just dandy.
Dandy. You're looking good.
Dandy. Yeah, I can't help that.
That's just
normal. I'm pretty all the time.
That's normal. Normal beauty.
You're a natural.
Yeah, just naturally pretty.
He pretty. Mm-hmm. Girls softball team lost a tough one, 3-2. Damn.
Ooh. Mm. And son, she's pretty good.
Yeah, all them teams in that
anywhere
south
down
have good programs. Yeah. Yeah. So they play. When do they play again?
I think tomorrow.
I think they do, too. I've seen that, too.
I don't have their schedule. Yeah, I do have my,
nice
have
crowd schedule. Down at the old ball. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a girls' schedule. I forgot I printed that go. Out.
Thank
yeah,
you. Calvin, I parked at the Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's 9,000 people there. Boy, I'm all the way to the end.
Girls go to St. Mary's tomorrow, and then Saturday, Lima Bath doubleheader with the JV.
Home or away?
At Lima Bath.
At Lima Bath.
And then next week, it's Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Oh, we'll go wide open here.
Yeah, they're in it.
They're going to go wide open.
We'll get Coach up here and pick her brain, let her talk about her ball club. I'm sure that she's excited.
Oh, she's got to be, I think. They're young, good.
That's right. They got
a lot of fun.
Yep.
Got a few leaders there that should be perfect.
I agree. I think our spring sports is going to be good. I seen we had a girl break the record. Who was Anna Reisner?
Reisner.
Broke the, was it the 100?
I think it was one of the sprint sort of ones, I think.
She broke the school record. It got rained out. Dang it.
Yeah, I seen that.
Yeah, it was 100 because it's 12 point something.
And we lose Kennedy, so you're losing one of your better trackers.
Not a good track.
Oh, she's not.
Well, no, she had shoulder surgery. She just got free to start jogging. So.
Oh,
is that
so
right?
So
I was thinking that, with her shoulder, she could probably run, but that's probably too much bounce on the that kind of stuff. Yeah, so.
There's nice shot. Good thing you.
Darn. I don't like that.
No, it wasn't.
No. Inside thing. There's a net there. That was down.
That was good. Mark it.
Yeah, put her in the box.
You going to watch opening day tomorrow? You going to watch Reds?
Yeah, I'll be home.
Yeah.
I'll be home. I'll probably watch them and then.
I have What you got? A funeral tomorrow. Cindy Magoo.
I seen that.
Yeah. My Aunt Cindy passed away. She put up a hell of a battle.
Yeah.
That poor lady went through hell in a handbag.
Yeah, I hadn't seen her in a long
Alzheimer's.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew she had said somebody.
I got to see her probably once a month at the IGA for a long time. She always said hi to me.
Oh, very friendly.
Yeah, very friendly. Nice.
You know, well, Uncle Bill was just an awesome guy, and you know,
he's a champ.
She knew that that I thought he was God, and so she always talked to me whenever we had a chance.
Yeah, so the viewing tomorrow is from 11 to 1 at the funeral home, and then there's a
celebration
life after.
They're all doing that, aren't they?
Yeah, everything right there. No, I agree.
Not a bad idea.
I agree with you. So I guess say goodbye to Aunt Cindy tomorrow.
Yep.
Next week we have Monday. We're back on Saturday at Crestview. Saturday, I can't be there.
I cannot either.
So you're on your own.
Probably.
I think Calvi might be in.
Calvi going?
I think.
Good.
I think he thought he could make it.
Yep. Good. That would be really good.
Yes.
Otherwise, people have to listen to me.
No, you do good, Spencey.
I do okay.
No, you do good.
Well, it's a lot better when there's two people talking.
Announce the score.
And one of them isn't me.
That's the one thing I like.
Announce the score.
Announce the score.
Yep.
You're announcing the score.
Yep.
I hate when you sit there for 10 minutes. It's like, what the hell's the score?
Absolutely.
This has been a barber. It's really been good.
Yep.
What's the score?
And who are we playing?
Yeah.
That was always my problem with Big Ralph Guarneri.
He'd never say.
He would give all the players.
The blues and the red.
Back to the red.
He would always be the, he would always give the first names. And never the last names. And he'd never give the score and never give the team. Of course, it was almost always St. Henry, so you knew it was St. Henry playing, but did not have any idea who they were playing.
Yeah.
So Monday is Lehman at home.
At home, right.
Parkway on Thursday at home.
Ooh, open up the
and
MAC.
Saturday at Ansonia at 11 a.m.
Good.
11 a.m.
So
Monday, Thursday, Sunday.
Should be a great
week. Now we get some Mother Nature cooperating, and we're ready to go.
Yep.
Yep.
Keep your nuts.
I want to thank Hal McCoy for calling in. Hal's always great to talk to.
Hey, how's your NCAA bracket? Decent? Good? Terrible?
And
crappy?
So I want to thank everybody for coming up.
Oh, sorry.
Is that good, huh?
Well, yours is probably as good as anybody's.
Yeah. It's so hard.
It is.
I mean.
Yeah. Well, you know, after Kentucky got beat in the first round, I think they said 70% of the brackets were
busted.
Yeah, because it sounded like 70% of the people had them either Final Eight or Final Four.
Right.
So, and why wouldn't you?
Because of Kentucky. You love Kentucky. I hate Kentucky.
I'm not a Kentucky fan either.
You love Kentucky.
Yeah, yeah. That's
stupid.
My team. Well, not really. I was born there.
Yeah.
My grandfather claimed.
That explains a lot.
My grandfather claimed, although I don't believe him, that he knew Adolph Rupp personally.
Adolph Rupp.
He claimed that. I don't think that was. I think what happened was they were at the same event one time and Adolph Rupp shook his hand. That's probably what happened. But anyway, so I root for the Ohio State Buckeyes in football and Kentucky in basketball.
Yep.
And each one of those schools has a long, 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 long record of winning national championships through the decade after decade. You know, UCLA had 6 years in a row or whatever it was when they did theirs, but they only won one before and one after, or maybe not even that.
Right.
North Carolina has done pretty well. They've been fairly long, but they're only since the 60s or 70s. Kentucky goes back to the 40s.
Yeah,
and virtually every decade, they've won at least one.
Yeah.
I think in the 70s or 80s, maybe they did.
Suck.
No? Suck, Neil.
Suck.
Yep, that's okay.
Neil, suck.
Suck.
Yeah, you can say that if
Rocker,
you want to.
Rocker missed the biggest news.
Oh, yeah?
And I forgot to catch him before he left.
Oh.
I forgot. What's the big news that came out yesterday?
Well, yesterday, you mean national news?
Yes.
The bridge?
No, that's nothing. Nobody cares. This is big.
People are on it, yeah.
Well, okay.
There's only some workers.
And every virtually 70% of all the merchandise that comes into the country comes through that port.
We're done.
No.
No, well, it's only
this
for a short time to get a bridge out of
this. This is important.
So is it local-ish?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I said, was it national news? And you said yes.
It is national news, but it affects us.
Okay.
Mm. Krispy Kreme combining with McDonald's.
God.
Really?
Yeah.
Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme or coming to McDonald's.
Yep, one more reason never to go to either one of them.
Are you stupid?
Well, donuts give me heartburn, and I won't eat McDonald's.
You will eat a McDonald's. So right now, I go get Jake McMuffin. You eat it.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No. I would eat...
My liver enzymes are up again.
I would eat scrambled eggs. They don't do scrambled eggs. They do like a fried egg. I don't eat fried eggs.
You eat one.
No.
If I buy it?
Yum.
No. If you bought me 50, I wouldn't eat one.
200 of them.
No.
200?
Oh, yeah, okay. I'll eat 200 of them. Yeah.
You like Egg McMuffins?
Yeah. Hey, man.
Very delicious.
I had one time. Hey, took one bite and threw it away. Nice. That was at a state tournament game about 40 years ago.
Why? Everybody likes Egg McMuffin.
I don't like that kind of... They need to be scrambled eggs.
Yeah. He's hungover and he
They need to be scrambled
hash
eggs.
Hash brown. Oh, delicious hash brown.
Hash browns. Hotcakes.
I make my own hash brown. I make home fries on Sunday morning.
Do you? Why don't you invite me over?
I don't like you.
Ooh, there you go.
Guess that explains it.
Any more questions?
That'll do it.
Nope.
Did you go to the Boy Scout breakfast?
When was it?
Sunday.
Missed it. Nobody said nothing.
Oh, it was awesome. It was really good.
Classic was the week before. My wife and I said, we gotta go to Boy Scout breakfast. So we got up, went to church, got out. I race out of church, beat everybody to the Legion, go out, open the door. Nobody in there. Looked at my tickets. Wrong day.
Nice job, Feely.
Good job.
Yeah, it was really good, just in case you're wondering.
It was good.
It's always good.
No,
and they always sell it too cheap, but somebody does donate the hog.
Right. Yeah.
So that helps.
Yep.
But yeah, it's $9 all you can eat.
Eat them up.
75.
Go Reds.
Kicks.
Go Reds. Let's have a year.
Let's have a year for my good friend Harold Feely.
Yes, sir.
McNeil, owner, operator of Fort Recovery Radio. I am Bob Stalger. Thanks for listening. We will see you next Wednesday night. Sports Talk with Bubba and Feely.
Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.